floor in the morning, he'd say, I must have
fallen off your neck.
Okay, there's some things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Horseshoes.
Okay. What's the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto?
The hoof.
What do you call the game that you play with those things that you throw?
Horseshoes.
Okay. What do you call a male sheep? And a female sheep?
Can't think it more.
You call it a ewe?
That's right.
And how do you say that?
A ewe. S-E-E-U.
E-W-E-W.
Is that right?
What do they have on their backs?
What?
What do they have on their backs? The name of a male hog is called?
A boar.
What would you call a male that's been altered? A male hog that's been altered.
Sow.
Okay, what would you call the process of altering him?
Spade.
Okay. Or say if he's a castrated male hog, you'd say he's what?
Bull.
What you call him, a barrel?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's called what?
He's barrel. No, he's been castrated. In other words, this other about the female, that's where you can operate on them. In other words, they can't have any more. That's what they call spaying.
Right. A little one, when it's first born, is called what?
Big.
When it is a little older, it's called?
Short.
And when they're grown, they're called?
A grown hog. Is that right?
On their back, they have these stiff hairs, and they're called what?
Bristles.
A hog may have some has some big teeth. What do you call those?
Tush.
What about the things an elephant has?
They have tush. Oh, that's right. Oh, now, about the hog, I said tush. Oh, the teeth. What do they call that? Who are you? Hog?
You call them the same thing? Tushes?
Well, that and another thing, they'll take care of the pieces with it, I know that. I think that's what you call it in this part of the field.
Okay.
Elephant is. But I call it that one.
Touch.
Huh?
Touch. You call them tusks. You call them tusks also.
That's what I think you call it, elephant. Uh-huh. Maybe wrong. Okay.
What's the thing that you put food in for a hog to eat out of?
A trough.
And if you had three or four of them, you would say, I had three or four.
Trough.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
We had an old cousin in San Diego, another place where it was raining. And I'm ready to go.
Okay, say you have a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you're going to do with him?
Castrate him.
Would you use the same term for a horse?
Yes.
Or a calf? Or?
No, that's right.
And what about a tomcat?
Well, same way with him.
What would you do?
Castrate.